Assalamu alaikum everyone. Today I am here in Leicester with Sheikh Sindi, the man who, alhamdulillah, has created an organization that has resulted in over 1,000 new Muslims entering Islam, and is also one of the stalwarts and the early pioneers of the Muslim community in Leicester, with the Masjid Umar being the most, I think, one of the most famous masajid in Leicester.
I want to begin by only praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know how Leicester is, mashallah. It's a very strong Muslim community. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the doors, and I serve as an imam at Masjid Umar, alhamdulillah, which opened up in the year 2000. And we had Sheikh Subaiti, the Imam of Masjid Nabawi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as our guest of honor. And alhamdulillah, he was at our masjid and as our main guest. And alhamdulillah, since then, I have been doing khidmat at Masjid Umar. And here, this venue, alhamdulillah, where we are sitting, it's the Islam Information Center.
Yeah.
And the reason why we have this venue is so that I feel, living in a country like UK, Muslims have a very important responsibility. And that responsibility is not just about financial security for the community, but most importantly is to fulfill the most important amanat that has been given to every one of us, and that is to impart deen and Islam to the wider community. So alhamdulillah, with that in mind, we established this venue, and we have named it as the Islam Information Center.
Alhamdulillah.
And alhamdulillah, since 2008, we have been running this center by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I think it's great. I mean, we were talking about this earlier, where the Indo-Pak community. I think the other mashallah brothers in the Muslim community are great, but I think our community is not necessarily as active in giving da'wah to non-Muslims.
Yes.
And as you were saying, Sheikh, that's the biggest sunnah of Prophet Sallam, right? And the Quran is full of it. وَدُوْ إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. So many different verses.
Brother Ibrahim, very, very true. When we look into the Islamic world, the Muslim countries, alhamdulillah, from the time of the companions, alhamdulillah, in a very short period of time, Islam spread everywhere. And historically, what we see is that when we are giving da'wah, the Muslim community will always flourish. And when you forget your works and the most important, assignment that is given to this ummah, then this ummah can be tested very severely. So when we look at the Quran, the first pillar, what is the first pillar? The first pillar is the declaration of faith. And the declaration of faith is telling us that your duty is not only to safeguard your iman, but your duty is to promote La ilaha illallah. So we take care of our namaz, and the other four pillars are all related to amal, actions. But sometimes what we see, especially in our Indo-Pak community in the subcontinent, for some reason, we don't take this matter of giving da'wah to the non-Muslims as a very serious matter, should concern us. You don't have to be qualified. That is what I've seen. Some people actually think that, am I qualified to talk to someone about Islam? Of course, to a degree, we need to have some understanding of Islam, but it is a process of learning.
Yeah.
When the more questions are put forward, inshallah, you will want to look for the answers, course, yeah. and then you will only get better.
And Sheikh, I want to dive into this the da'wah work that you've done.
Yes.
And of those 1,000+ people, alhamdulillah, that have accepted Islam, what are the common buckets where they come from? So that if we want to, me and the team and others want to replicate that, how do we replicate that, Sheikh?
Subhanallah.
You have to share the secrets.
Yeah. You know, dawah, giving dawah is not difficult. I think there's two things which are very, very important. One, you need an infrastructure. You need a place, a venue. And number two, you need the manpower. You need the right team, the right people. So people who are quite interested in talking to people about deen, that passion should be there. And you will be surprised, what you need to look at is the fact that Allah gives hidayat to whom He wills. Sometimes I have seen here, a person who's sitting here has said that, okay, I want to become a Muslim. Can I go upstairs and just wash my face, do a bit of wudu or use the bathroom? And we say, fine, you can go upstairs. And by going upstairs and when they come down, they've changed their mind and they say, I don't want to become a Muslim. This tells you it is only Allah who gives hidayat. Mm. And then there are certain people who you least expect, who probably just came for a question that they had in their mind or something that's bothering them, and you answer and then you start talking to them and you see tears flowing from their eyes and they want to become a Muslim. So it is very, very amazing. I think how you are going to speak to people, that is very important.
Mm.
Your dialogue, your communication skills are very, very important because the Quran says that invite the people with wisdom.
Mm.
So until you don't have wisdom, it's very, very difficult because you have all sorts of people that will ask you, different questions. And you've got to speak to them in a very logical manner.
Mm.
It's not about this is what Islam says, but you've got to speak to them. Why has Islam asked you to do this? What is the benefits?
So when you
break up the benefits, you see, it's easy for them to understand.
That
this is what is required from for me to do in Islam. So once they feel that, no, it's a very natural religion, and people fail to understand this. Allah says, fitratullah allati fatara an-nas, that this is the only religion that Allah has selected for humanity, and it's a natural way of living.
Yeah.
So because it's a natural way of living, you will always find that there are people naturally they will incline towards
Islam,
Iman and Islam.
So Sheikh, how do they find you? How do these people come across to you guys?
Yeah. So Brother Ibrahim, what it is, alhamdulillah, we are not a very big team. We are a group of people that are volunteers. And alhamdulillah, Allah has been very, very merciful. From the masjids and from the friend circle, and in Leicester, of course, people know that we've got the Islam Information Center, and if anybody wants to ask us any questions, so they can do so. Subhanallah, this is how it's promoted.
And Sheikh, how do you think about, there's this, I guess, eternal debate within the da'wah community about, is the thing that ultimately, of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who guides, but is the part of the brain that you want to be thinking about the rational side or the emotional side or both? How have you seen it in your experience? What's the thing that ultimately triggers someone to become a Muslim?
Yeah, I think there is one very beautiful verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Allah bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. When we look into the Quran, you see the Quran is revelation, and revelation is the highest source of knowledge, and therefore everything goes back to the Quran. And when we ponder upon the verses of the Quran, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the body can be kept happy by worldly things. You know, maybe the food that you eat, you know, the drinks that are there, anything that is going to serve your physical body. But out there in the world, I think a lot of people are looking for what we call sukoon, contentment.
Yeah.
And that is missing from their life. I think in the modern world, people are extremely confused. And the more you turn your back from nature, and when I say nature, I mean Islam, it becomes extremely difficult for a person to navigate himself into the right direction. And then sometimes in his life, you know, when Allah wants to give hidayat, he's there thinking that, you know, I'm not satisfied. There is something that I require. And alhamdulillah, you know, when that understanding of spirituality, understanding that, you know, how am I going to fulfill myself and how am I going to be happy, then that is where religion plays a very important role. And alhamdulillah, you know, people understand that Islam is the answer to all your problems. Spiritually, you know, people want something, they're looking for something. You know, there are so many people out there in the world, when you look at finance, when you look at dunya, they have everything. But the one thing they don't have is that they are still unhappy. And they are looking for something that will trigger in them, you know, this happiness. Fill that gap, that I am happy. And this gap only comes when you utter La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and your body and mind have to understand what you have just said, the declaration of faith. And the more you practice, mashallah, the more you will feel better.
Shifting slightly from the da'wah topic to you know, institution building, right? Because you've had experience of doing this, IIC, and then you've had experience of seeing how Masjid Umar developed and, you know, leading that. What's the key things that, you know, someone who's looking to build a lasting institution that's, you know, properly stable and, you know, in growing itself, what are the, you know, what are the lessons and things that people can look for?
I think in the UK, alhamdulillah, you know, when the first batch of Muslims that arrived in UK, at that time, when we look at the Sunnah, to lay the foundation of Iman and Islam anyway, the most important institute has to be the House of Allah,
of course,
the Masjid. And when I say Masjid, obviously Masjid would include also the Madrasa. And alhamdulillah, when the Muslim community came here, the Masjid was important, Madrasa was very important, and also halal food was very important for the community to survive. And I think alhamdulillah, you know, that was tackled properly. Alhamdulillah, the community is understood. But most importantly, I think now we need also centers like this, you know, centers where people can come and ask questions.
Yeah.
So these are things that are very, very important. There's no general rule. Why? Because every country is quite different, and we need to adapt to the requirement of that time. So alhamdulillah, you know, in cities like Leicester, we've got so many masjids. And sometimes, it's my personal view, I don't think we require so many masjids.
You understand Punjabi, Sheikh?
Yeah, and not too much, but I think I will understand.
This one you will. There's a shair by Bulle Shah that my mother-in-law taught me. Ek paase mere rehen Wahhabi, ek paase Deobandi, aage piche Shia Sunni, daadi firka bandi. Which vachale saada kota, kismat saadi mandi, ek mahalla, aath masita. Kedi karapabandi.
Subhanallah. I understand that really well, what you said. Yeah. But you're absolutely right. And I think what happens is that, you know, we don't require so many masajid, alhamdulillah. You know, just if you walk this side, you've got one masjid, you walk that side. And then also what happens that, alhamdulillah, there's too much of the finance element that is, you know, going into one area, where surely we could have made use of that
doing something else,
which would have been a requirement.
Yeah.
So for an example, you know, we need areas where Muslim children can play, and you know, we've got our own setup, things like that, you know, football, indoor football and things like that, swimming, all of these things are very, very important. So as a Muslim community, if we try to have that independency, so that alhamdulillah, we've got everything, we don't need to use any other facility, it's in-house, this would be really well.
Absolutely.
You know, this would be very, very important for us. But I personally feel that right now, living in this country and looking at how the world is changing so rapidly, if we are not going to be inviting the wider community to Islam, then this will have a very negative impact on the community.
Agreed.
And this is a must.
Yeah.
We have to do that because it's our first pillar.
Yeah.
And so we require, you know, people, alhamdulillah. On this subject, Brother Ibrahim, it's not just about somebody taking the shahada.
Yeah.
You know, we sometimes get very happy somebody has become a Muslim.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, and we should. But most importantly is the aftercare.
Yeah, integration.
Integration, that, look after them, you know.
Financially.
So you everything. Need people who are going to, you know, be looking after this community.
Absolutely. There's a charity that, you know, I recently came across called, I think, called New Beginnings. Okay. Beginnings up in, I think they're based in Manchester, but they're kind of online.
Okay.
All run by reverts.
Subhanallah.
And they just run camps and, you know, education sessions online and in person for reverts. Oh, sorry, not reverts, for people interested in Islam and reverts.
Right.
And they said that half of the people who actually do their courses are non-Muslims,
right,
who become Muslims, and then the other half are new reverts who are looking to learn, and you know, they're finding that community. Because I think that it's difficult, right? Because culturally, if you're not from a certain background, sure, you might accept the religion, but it's, you know, if you don't culturally fit and you don't have that support network, it's very difficult to...
Yeah, you know. It's very difficult. But I think on this issue, sometimes what we say is that what have the Muslim community offered to the Rivat community? I think our Rivat brothers and sisters will have seen, especially in Leicester, that mashallah, when the Muslim community knows that someone is a revert, then you know, they are always ready to support
them. Yeah, that's true.
This is something that's very good, alhamdulillah, in our community. So whenever there is a shahada, alhamdulillah, that takes place in the masjid, everyone in the masjid will want to meet him, embrace him, hug him.
Alhamdulillah.
And you know, the smiles that are there.
Yeah.
So this is brotherhood.
Absolutely.
And this is something that's very important. Alhamdulillah.
Sheikh, once again, really appreciate your time.
Jazakallah, brother.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from you and you know, the decades that you put into the work of the deen. Barakallah fi.
Jazakallah khair. Jazakallah khair. Jazakallah khair.